This morning, House Republicans want to talk to the doctor. And more Democrats publicly calling on President Biden to step aside and allow Democrats to put up a different nominee for president at their convention in Chicago. We, of course, have our convention, the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee coming up next week. The Democrats meet in Chicago next month.
If you stay in and Trump is elected and everything you're warning about comes to pass, how will you feel in January?
I feel as long as I gave it my all and I did the goodest job as I know I can do. That's what this is about.
The president speaking there with ABC's George Stephanopoulos in Madison following his campaign rally here in Wisconsin Friday. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy live with us from Washington this morning. Stephen, let me start with that first point. The House Oversight Committee, led by Republicans, of course, wants to talk to President Biden's physician. What is this about?
Yeah, we'll see what comes of it. Look, James Comer, the head of the House Oversight Committee, wants to interview the president's doctor. I don't know that they're going to get very far with this. I would imagine the White House will try to stonewall it, maybe invoke executive privilege. I don't know if there's much precedent for a president's physician being called up to Capitol Hill by the opposing party to sit for an interview, but we'll see what happens. Look, the reason they want to do it is because they have questions about a possible business relationship that Kevin O'Connor, the president's personal physician, as the physician to the president, may have had in the years that he wasn't president. In the years between 2017 and 2021, there was some sort of mention of a possible business relationship with James Biden, the president's brother. And the suggestion is that maybe that business relationship is coloring some of the advice or public statements that Dr. O'Connor has made to the country about the president's health. Let's see what happens there. The bigger, broader picture really has to do with the soundbite that you just played as an introduction to this. And that's the answer that's been ringing in Democrats' heads since Friday night. And that is whether Joe Biden understands how Democrats feel at this moment in time. And yesterday, four more House Democrats, senior members of the party, ranking members of committees, which means that they're the top Democrats of committees, have come out to say that they believe the president should step aside. And these are bold-faced names here in Washington. Jerry Nadler, the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee. Adam Smith, the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, among those now calling for the president to stand aside. Now, it's fewer than 10, all told, in the House, who've signed their names to the idea that the president should stand aside, and I'm not aware of a single senator who has publicly said that the president should stand aside. But increasingly, the drumbeat is audible and getting louder.
Stephen, what's the timeline on something like this? Is there a deadline where they'd have to make a decision before it's too late?
The practical deadline, really, is whenever the Democrats have their virtual roll call in advance of Ohio's August 7th ballot deadline. Now, I'm going to head to your fine city later this week for the Republican convention. And about a month from then is when the Democrats will have their convention in Chicago. But what they've decided to do is not have the roll call of the states in Chicago, because that would be after the August 7th deadline in Ohio. So they thought that they would just tie it all up with a bow and do it on the internet. Fine, except for the current crisis that the Democratic Party is in. Now, soon, within the next couple of weeks, the Democrat Party Credentials Committee will be sending out, essentially, I don't know if they're ballots or some sort of certification letter, to all of the delegates for the Democratic Convention, thousands of them, who've been chosen in the process that was a part of the primaries and all that since the start of the year. And those individual people, those delegates, are going to fill out the form and decide whether they are in fact pledged to Joe Biden or whether they'll withhold their support for Biden. And that will be a key test of whether there is truly an existential crisis for the top of the ticket or not. Now, at the moment, there's no reason to think that most of those delegates will say that they're going to withhold their support for Joe Biden. These are party loyalists and Biden loyalists. And so far, I would expect that they will dig in as deeply as the president and his senior advisors have. But we'll see what changes, if anything does, over the next couple of weeks. We heard from the president himself on Friday night that only if the Lord Almighty comes down from on high and says, Joe, get out of the race, will he do so.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News national correspondent. Make sure you find us. We'll be over there with all the rest of the throngs of media at the RNC.
So I will see you there.
All right. We'll buy you coffee as long as we're all up at this hour.
Right.
6:25 on Wisconsin's Morning News. You know, something else to consider as well is whether or not Democrats could force the president off the ballot, or whether he does have to step down, whether that has to be, whether it's coerced or not, but whether he has to step aside as opposed to can they broker this convention?
And then you need another candidate too.
And then, oh, by the way,
there's
who's
that
run?
Too. And who's behind the scenes is working that angle. I don't think this will happen, but boy, you could take some oxygen out of the room of the RNC if you make some big announcement next week that you got another candidate.
Or that, then all of a sudden, that's the story.
That's the story.
Right? Instead of everything that's happening on the Republican side of the ticket.